Do you realize what I have done for you? Jesus asks his disciples. I don't know about you, but do you ever keep to-do lists? Is this something that I've got a lot of different jobs, so I end up with a lot of to-do lists, but I've always done it, even since a child. I've always had sort of, I check off, and there's some, I don't know what it is, there's some innate pleasure from just going, check, done. I actually, you know, I have it on the computer now, it's on the iPhone, it's connected to all my computers, and it's a program called Things, and it categorizes, and it's really quite complicated, but I have three areas where I have to-do lists. So I have the area at the Chancery Office, my role as Vicar General, then I have the role as pastor in the parish, and I have the pastor, and then I have personal. What's interesting is, and then I have projects that fall inside of that, and then I have names aside. It gets complicated. But just anyway, so I get to the point where each day I set up these to-do lists, and they're all like long there. And some days I've already done it, but I still put it up there and go, check. Do you ever do that? There is something about it. But, you know, it's in our busy lives, we need something to help us keep organized. At least I do in my life. And I find myself having these checklists, these to-do lists. The challenge is, I think we tend to almost put everything into that to-do list. And so the temptation is to put our discipleship also into a to-do list. Go to Mass, check. I mean, not that we actually do it, but our mentality is so well trained to checkbox. We tend to say, okay, gone to Mass, check. Love my wife, check. Nice to my children, half check. Nice to my parents, yeah, I'm working on it, I'll leave it undone. But and so it goes. The challenge is that discipleship is more than a to-do list. In fact, so I had this realization recently, and I created a different list, a to-be list. So, and it's a new area. So it's not professional, it's not at the diocese, not at the parish. It's to a whole new area called to be a disciple. And it's a to-be list. So it is like, for example, to be patient, to be kind, to be gentle, to be forgiving, to be a listening ear, to be a kind shoulder. And the list can go on and on. So the trick is not attempting to try to do every single one on every single day. So what each day what I do is I pick off one and maybe two. And I say, okay, today, if only for today, I'm going to be patient. And then maybe also maybe kind. That's maybe two big ones in one day. That may be a bit of a stretch. But it's amazing how much it presses against me. Because now it's not something I can say, check, done, at the beginning of the morning, because it continues throughout the entire day. So like if I choose to be a listening heart, then I've got to be a listening heart for the entire day. And believe me, what is amazing is that how often I find myself getting challenged by that simple to-be list. And then I clear it, and then I start over the next day. I start all over again. Fundamentally, it's to be a disciple. You see, in today's gospel, Jesus shows us what it's meant to be a disciple. Like, so the translation actually of this little section might be better to say, what I've shown you as an example is to be a slave. Not to do, it doesn't say do a servant. To be a servant, it's actually to be a slave for one another. And when you think about that, now, if you had that on the top of your checklist today, you're going to be a slave. Now, some of you parents already feel like a slave. I get it. But I mean to be actively with a mindset of a disciple, I'm going to be the servant tonight. Or for the children here. What would it for you to be a servant to your parents? What would that look like? To be a disciple requires of us to think through some of these virtues that take just more than a check done. It's a whole way of being. You know, St. Augustine says that when we celebrate the Eucharist, that we become what we receive. We become the body of Christ broken for others. That we become the blood poured out for others. But that just doesn't happen because we've come to church. And he's really clear about that. It starts because we've come to church. And when we come to receive the... when we all say amen, at the great amen, we all say, yeah, we agree what you've done, Father, here at the table. But when we come with our own hands to say amen to the Bible, we say, yeah, I agree, I'm going to be Christ in my body broken for others. It's a promise. And when we consume it, we start the promise. Not finish it. This is not a check we've done. This is a check begin. I'm now going to be Christ to others. That when I take the sacred vessel and I'm going to promise to become this blood poured out for others. That I am going to give myself. And it doesn't come when the first of that blood touches our lips. It begins with that, not ends here. That's not check done either. You see, in this first reading, it's really important that we sometimes gloss over this really first reading because it's important these Israelites they put that blood on the doorpost and the angels flew over it. Did you ever think that the angels needed that blood? Do you think that they didn't know who were the ones, the Israelites? I mean, were the angels so like flat out dumb that they didn't know? Oh, is that an Israelite? Is that I'm not sure. Should I kill this one, Lord, or not? I'm not sure. I mean, it's not that way. The blood was for them to realize what they do was that they were saying, it's me. They're saying, they're putting their hand up, it's me. Lord, I'm one of yours. It takes for them to cooperate. And so we too. It requires for us to cooperate. And that's why we come here. Because when we come to the table, we say, Lord, it's me. Amen. I will receive. I will become the Christ broken for others. See, it just doesn't happen. It requires of us to willfully participate, to be a disciple, to be kind, to be forgiving, to be gentle, to be a listening heart. So tonight, we're going to start it again, as we do every Sunday. But tonight, the most special of nights, we do it in a most powerful way because we model for one another. We model for one another what Christ modeled for us. We become the servant to one another. And we wash each other's feet. Now, I know that some of you find it much easier to wash somebody else's feet than to allow somebody to wash your feet. Or you'll have one foot. Just do one. I want to keep the shoe on the other one. No. We come tonight to be humble. We take off both our shoes, both our socks. I ask you to do that as you come forward. And we sit down and we allow somebody to wash our feet humbly. And then we get down on our knees and we wash somebody else's feet humbly. Because tonight we promise to be humble. To be the servant. To be the disciple. Tonight we are going to be Christ to one another.